I remember when I first joined, he always tell me, just remember, look professional in the water. Don't look like a clown in the water. I'm like, okay, okay. Okay, do I look beautiful as always?
Of course!
Hi everyone, my name is Vivian and I'm an animal care specialist in Singapore Oceanarium. I look after all the sea jellies that you see in our oceanarium. When I first joined, I was very worried about, what if the sea jellies sting me? But then when I really went into the road, I realized that, hey, actually the glove very long. I'm doing water change for our Epheras. Epheras are baby sea jellies. They need daily water change because they are not in a system that has continuous water flow. After feeding, they will secrete waste. So we need to do the water change after feeding them every day. Really falling in love with the underwater and marine creatures is actually when I discovered scuba diving program in Philippines. For the first time, I went underwater and I really saw how quiet and beautiful life is. So as much as we want to be fast, we have to make sure that we are not too rough when we do this, because if they are too rough, we might damage them because of like how delicate they are, right? So this is like clean water. So after taking them out, we put them in clean water. All sea jellies, there's male and female. And then the male and female, they usually, most of them in general, spawn in the water. And then once these eggs get fertilized, right, they'll turn into what we call a planula. And planula swims around and then attach itself on like a reef, a shell, or a rock, anywhere, anything. And then eventually grow into what we call a polyp. When I first started, I don't know anything about sea jellies, right? I only know the basic. So I really read a lot of scientific papers until I got a lot of information. Then I start to, okay, prioritize on one species, try to unlock the life cycle and try to breed them well. For example, right, last time when I first joined, the moon sea jellies doesn't pulse. They just like float in the habitat. I thought it's normal. Then the curator throw me one question. Why do you think some of the moon jellies doesn't swim? Then at that moment, I'm like, oh yeah, why? I need to find out why. How to make the moon sea jellies swim? How to make them nice and beautiful and big? So as I was reading, then there will be a lot of information on scientists, students, or even other aquariums that try this diet, try that diet. And then I try to mimic those experiments that the others did. When we successfully improve the condition of the sea jellies, right, it gives you that sense of assurance that, hey, even if I don't know, right, by reading and by hands-on trying and not giving up, I can do something better for the animal. Yeah, then we just need to gently open the water. For sea jellies, small bubbles are very deadly to them because it will get trapped in their bell. When I first started working in the sea jelly team, there were only three of us. Day to day is just about hatching the sea jelly food, cleaning the habitat, and breeding the moon jellies. Then I was thinking to myself, it would be nice if we breed our own sea nettles because they can only be displayed for about a year. After a year, they will usually start to shrink, you know, and to be self-sustainable, we need to breed for at least four species because we have four habitats. So before breeding these four, right, we had to like acquire the sea jellies from a vendor or something. A Farah water change, right? Say 1 hour. If we are fast, I think I can.
You can do it.
So if it's a more junior stuff, maybe we need to allocate like maybe 2 hours. Yeah, I do this for 10 years, lah, so you know. I was asked if I would like to move out to another team. I'm like, no, why? Why? Am I not doing well? Like, am I not contributing? I wanted to like do more. We are breeding like several different species in Equis Lab. So one of the more popular species is like the white fried egg sea jellies. So if you look closely at them, right, in the middle of the bell, after feeding, when they are full, they actually look like sunny side up. The cannonball sea jellies. And these species, right, is very interesting because they are actually edible. The Atlantic sea nettles, we are also breeding them here. Actually, we breed all our sea jellies. But for this species, you can see we breed them very, very well. That's why there's so many of them. My husband, my friends, my kids, they all know I love sea jellies. for me, it's like the love is not in a particular sea jelly. The love is just in general working with sea jellies. I strongly believe in having your own dreams and your own goals. I don't feel that we should give up anything when we get married or when we become a mother. Yeah, we can still have what we love. Instead, I think my kids, I welcome them into my life. My kids should adapt to how I want to lead my life. And then when the time is up, they will go and lead their life. I think by setting an example myself is what I can do for my daughters. And I want to know that whatever that I'm doing has value and has meaning. I want to feel like I can contribute in a way to like the world or something.